Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Cheyenne River Indian Reservation now has a tribal radio station. KIPI has had its FCC license for a while now and will serve a valuable role for the community. Tribally run radio stations are important for those in Indian country, especially rural areas where broadband access is limited. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The call letters for KIPI radio are perfect for the Eagle Butte station.
93.5 FM HD KIPI Radio.
Kipi is a Lakota term meaning to come home.
That's Tom Eagle Staff, station manager for KIPI Radio.
So we are in the process of branding ourselves by inviting everybody to come home to our own radio station.
That home is a 100,000-watt commercial FM radio station with an HD transmitter in the heart of the Cheyenne River Reservation, along with a 653-foot tower. The station's range covers a big chunk of the state, from Union Center to Falkton and southern North Dakota to Badlands National Park. Eagle Staff says KIPI Radio will use a community radio format, offering a wide range of programming, which is unique for a commercial station.
We're playing oldies, rock and roll, we're playing country western. Later in the evenings, we switch to hip-hop to address the younger crowd.
They'll broadcast more than just music. Eagle Staff says the station gives airtime to the tribe and local schools for educational programs. KIPI also calls games for the local high school teams. Many native-run radio stations are non-commercial public radio stations, which are supported through a range of grants and donations. Tribally owned commercial stations that sell advertising are rare. Eagle Staff says KIPI will operate as a straight commercially run venture without assistance from federal grants or the tribe for operational costs.
They gave us some seed money and that was it. We're just going to be a commercial venture, and you know, we're going to be dependent on all of our neighbors to help support us by advertising through us. And I just hope that they see us as being just as capable
Chris,
as our neighboring commercial radio stations. And
let me know if I need to turn up,
the people that they are serving as well.
Drop in.
Eagle Staff sees KIPI Radio as filling a void those neighboring commercial radio stations can't or won't.
I'm going to send you a photo for
the station's broadcast out of either Mowbridge or Pier, which are both about 90 miles away and primarily serve their respective communities. Eagle Staff says the catalyst for a radio station in Cheyenne River came after a severe storm damaged a community building during a tribal council meeting.
But there wasn't any weather warning
from
the local radio stations, and there wasn't anything pending. There wasn't anything that anybody heard over the radio or even on television that forewarned them that there was wind shear in the excess of 70 miles an hour, headed their way.
In 2010, the Federal Communications Commission created a policy to expand the number of tribal radio stations in Indian country. The Tribal Priority FCC rule made it easier for tribal entities to obtain a radio license. Loris Taylor is president and CEO of Native Public Media, an organization that looks to strengthen and expand native media. They help train KIPI radio employees to respond to emergencies as a communications resource for the tribe. Taylor says examples like severe weather are one of many reasons native media are important.
If you can't get weather, if you can't get civic information, if you can't get just information that's important for your public safety, you're literally invisible. You don't exist.
Taylor says radio helps address that lack of communication. And as for being an old-fashioned technology,
I honestly don't believe that's true.
Taylor says radio is often overlooked until a natural disaster occurs. That's when it becomes an important, reliable medium. Tribal radio stations often cover very rural areas where broadband internet access is limited or not even available. Taylor says these stations keep their community informed about themselves and the world. She points to tribal coverage of actions against the Dakota Access Pipeline and Standing Rock as an example. She says the national major media networks largely ignored the issue until after the election that year.
If it's not a story to the rest of the world, but it is to us, and there's going to be no coverage. It just signifies the importance of broadcast ownership.
After a few roadblocks, KIPI finally went on the air with its first song in August. The song was a cover of 40 Days by Wyman and Company, a Standing Rock band. Station manager Tom Eaglestaff says it was a long time coming.
It was, for me, a relief. And at the same time, it was just like, hey, we did it, you know.
Now that they are successfully on the air, the staff at KIPI Radio will focus on ways they can share valuable and essential information and give the tribe a new voice. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.